Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google announced yesterday that any phone running Android 7 or higher can now be used as a physical security key for two-factor authentication, giving users an even more secure way to log in to Google Apps than several other existing two-factor authentication methods that Google provides right now. So, and if you want a physical device to verify your login, you don't have to buy a dongle, you can just use your phone. YouTube TV is going to increase monthly subscription cost to $50 per month for all customers on April the 10th. It represents a 15 to 43% jump depending on current plans. YouTube recently entered an agreement with Discovery, which will provide the service with 50,000 on-demand titles and linear programming. It will launch HGTV, Food Network, TLC and other networks on April the 10th as well. Apple is going to break out music, podcasts, and video apps in macOS 10.15. According to multiple reports, the move could eliminate the need for iTunes, and the reports indicate that standalone programs are Marzipan apps, sharing design and codebase with iOS variants. Two out of every three hotel websites leak user data, according to a Symantec study that analyzed 1.5 thousand hotels in 54 countries. The leaking of reference codes to third parties could enable those parties to view reservations and customer details, and to cancel bookings as well. The first research book created using machine learning is now available to download. The academic publisher Springer Nature published the book, which is titled Lithium-Ion Batteries, a machine-generated summary of current research. The document summarizes peer-reviewed papers on lithium-ion batteries with quotations, hyperlinks, and automatically generated references. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.